going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, it's going to sound a little weird today. There's no doubt about that. Inmates are running the asylum on Steiny and Guru. Evan Giddings, Mark Grandy with you for the next 4 hours. Steiny is on vacation, and we wish our best to Guru. Had a little bit of a family emergency last night or this morning, so thoughts and prayers out to him. And what's going on, Mark? How you feeling on this? It's pretty beautiful, I'd say.
Clear,
sunny Friday.
A little chilly out there, but it's bright, it's sunny, and it's Friday, so I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing better than the Giants, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Now,
most of us are.
When we left off, last night we were in here for a couple hours, did an NBA draft show.
Yep.
Warriors got a couple picks. We're going to talk about them. Congratulations to Alex Tui, Will Richard, 52nd and 56th overall pick for the Dubs. We did a draft show last night, and on our way out of here, you know, we're just talking about what might happen tomorrow, some of the things going down, and I thought you had a pretty provocative statement, at least in my mind,
oh,
which is after the Giants lost 12-5 to the Marlins, got swept, a 3-7 start to the Rafi Devers era in San Francisco, you said, this kind of feels like the low point. And I'd like you to explain why.
Yeah, this feels like the low point of the season because of what happens when you go out and acquire a guy like Rafi Devers. Because then suddenly your expectations jump. Your hope begins to run wild a little bit. And when you had acquired Rafi Devers, you were, at that point, a game out of first place in the NL West. The day before, you had been tied for first place in the NL West. And maybe those numbers are not fabricated, but they don't feel real because of all the Dodgers injuries. But for whatever reason, you were right there in the NL West. And then you acquire Rafi Devers. And generally the thought is, well, this should make you better. And I don't want to overreact to just one poor stretch of baseball. I think the Rafi Devers acquisition indeed will make the Giants better in the long run. But since then, as you mentioned, you're 3-7. And instead of being a game out tied with the Dodgers, you're 6.5 back. You're now behind the Padres. You're officially out of a playoff spot right now. And you just got swept at home by not like one of the worst teams in baseball, but no doubt a bad baseball team, not a good baseball team. And you did it in relatively lifeless fashion at home in this series. And there was all the extra stuff of hitting a batter and calling it out ahead of time, and then there was Wilmer Flores getting upset and the benches clearing late in that game. There's just a whole lot of other stuff happening for the Giants right now other than winning baseball games. This is the low point of the season for me. There's a couple of other, like, I think, moments that you could point to, but considering that this happened at home versus the Marlins while Rafi Devers is on your team, this to me feels like the low point of the year.
Yeah, I'm not there. And this series was embarrassing, but the lowest point, like, we went through 3 weeks of not being able to watch the Giants score more than 4 runs. Yesterday, I know they didn't win the game, but they put up 12 hits. They've been able to hit the ball better. That's what everyone seems like this team needs and wants, and all of a sudden you can't throw the ball. Or you're going to throw it at opposing batters, and then you're going to watch them hit it out of the park. Like, I don't look at this as the lowest point for the Giants because you got your win 10 days ago. Like, you got your 12 days ago. You got your win when you got Rafi Devers. That's an embarrassing series. That's an embarrassing loss to an embarrassing club. They're playing better. Like, the Marlins have won 9 of 13. But the point is, if you're truly a playoff team, you should not be swept by a team like the Miami Marlins. To me, yesterday was embarrassing from everybody top to bottom, from the starting pitcher to the manager to whoever decided to hit the dude in the first inning, to your pitching staff that couldn't get anybody out, to your hitters who put up somewhat of a fight and then fell off the place, the face of the earth when the Marlins roared back. But lowest point of the season, that's a little strong for me.
What is the lowest point of the season then? Was it the first two losses to San Diego?
Yes. Yes, it was. Because there was no sign of help. Like, the Giants are playing the Chicago White Sox today. They're going to then go on and play the Diamondbacks, who are going through their own issues. They got the A's. Like, you can still salvage the rest of these 13 games in which you started 0-3 against bad teams. And odds are they're going to hit better. Devers is going to do more of what he did yesterday. So I wouldn't say it's the lowest point because there's still hope on the horizon. After the two Padres losses, when you literally are looking up and down your lineup and you're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 automatic outs, to me, that's more hopeless than what the Giants have right now.
Yeah, and I hear you, but I mean, they followed those two Padres losses, and we remember those losses, right? Back-to-back losses in 10 innings, 1-0, and then 3-2. They had the lead in that 3-2 loss. They blew it in the 9th inning. They ultimately lose that game in the 10th. At that point, that was kind of quickly off the heels of a Detroit Tigers sweep of the Giants, so you had kind of had a losing streak going there. But you followed it up and won 7 consecutive games. And all of them, not all of them, the vast majority of those were one-run games, and maybe that win streak feels a little fake because of all of the wins were so narrow, although the losses were also narrow before that leading up to it. But I don't know, they followed up that low point, and I would agree to that point in the season, that was the team's low point. But you followed it up by winning 7 games in a row, and then you make the trade for Rafi Devers. So you're coming off the high of that, and this is how you play. You're 3-7 since the trade was announced. You're 3-6 in games that Devers has played, and you're 3-8 overall in your last 11 when you've had the most talent that you've had in the lineup in quite a while. I know Chapman hasn't played in any of those games, and him coming back is going to be really important, and it's why I think I still have a lot of confidence in this squad. But you can't convince me otherwise that this team is feeling real bad about themselves right now. I mean, they lost a series to Cleveland. That's a quality club. There's not real shame in doing that. You took 2 of 3 from Boston. You kind of got the bats going in that series. You scored 5 runs in a loss. You scored 3 runs. You scored 9 runs. And then you followed up with this against the Marlins. You give up 20 runs in the last 2 games of this series. And it's kind of getting to a point where it's like, well, if it's not one thing for the Giants, it's the other. You mentioned they got the bats going a little bit. They themselves scored 10 runs the last 2 games. But now the pitching is an issue. And we can have that conversation. Like, what are they going to do about Birdsong, who's now struggled for a couple of starts? I know there's a lot of people who are frustrated by Justin Verlander. Do you have belief that Landon Roop is going to go out and pitch well today? We will see. But this was by far, for me, their worst series of the season, and it doesn't even come that close.
Yes, the worst series of the season, but to me, again, with what you've acquired already, I'm not left feeling like the Giants can't bounce back and win today and beat the White Sox and perhaps go on another 7-game win streak like they did after the Padres.
Me thinking it's the low point doesn't take away the possibility that there could be a more positive things to come. Honestly, the way that I look at it, and maybe this is just how my sports brain works, when you have that boost of acquiring somebody and you get that extra mojo in your clubhouse, and then you go through something like this, that makes it all the more disappointing to me.
I understand being disappointed, but like, why yesterday sucked is because, to me, it was the way the Giants acted and then played was an embarrassment. The way that they talked about hitting a team that you have nothing against outside of a couple pitchers not being able to control fastballs and then going out and doing it at the wrong point of the game, putting it on essentially a rookie to do it, to legislate justice, and then give up 3 runs and eventually get your ass kicked to complete a sweep against one of the worst teams in baseball, like, that's an embarrassment. Because you cannot act like the tough guy, puff your chest out, and then have the other... By the way, the Marlins didn't even hit anybody yesterday.
Nope.
Well, I apologize. They hit Hayden Birdsong pretty hard.
But they didn't hit anybody with a pitch.
All they did was swat baseballs all over Oracle Park, and it leaves me feeling like, what did I just watch the last three nights? And maybe that's why we're mincing words, because to me, yesterday was the biggest embarrassment of the season, but it's not left me feeling like the Giants are all of a sudden hopeless, like they can't make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And that to me is how I define a low point, is when I've lost all hope in a specific team.
Yeah, maybe we just have different definitions of low point. Low point to me, I think, kind of goes hand in hand with what you're talking about, if you want to use... like the phrase most embarrassing moment, most embarrassing stretch, most disappointing. It to me doesn't have anything to do with what I think the team is capable of going forward. And again, when you have those added expectations in there, which I think every one of us felt, every one of us watching this team felt that the second the Rafi Devers trade was announced, as you mentioned, 12 days ago, before Sunday night baseball in LA versus the Dodgers, everyone finally started thinking, okay, this team has a shot. I mean, they might win the division. They might be able, and I know that you might not have felt that way, but that's where a lot of brains go, specifically Giants fans' brains go. We got a thumper. You get Chapman healthy, and this is now a lineup that can compete, and you've got one of the best, if not the best, pitching staff in baseball. Maybe you feel differently about that now, the way some of the starters have struggled a little bit of late, but that was the feeling. And when you have this kind of stretch of play immediately following that feeling and that just shot in the arm, that's why I feel like this is the low point. Now, it does not mean that this is the least confident I've ever been in the team going forward, but I think when you compare how your emotions have kind of changed over the last 2 weeks, that's what leads me to feel that way.
Yeah, and I do want to dig into yesterday and also just the last 2 weeks in general. We'll have that coming up on the other side. Also, NBA draft talk. Got to get into some of the Warriors picks from last night. And there was something else that hit me about the draft that I don't know whether it makes me feel angry, or I've just been wrestling with, and maybe some fans and some listeners can help us solve that issue. All right, coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, the Valkyries take on Angel Reese and the Chicago Sky. A lot of rebounds up for grabs. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. That segment brought to you by Frontier Ford. Frontier Ford bringing the heat this summer with employee pricing for all. You pay what Ford employees pay through July 7th. F-150s, Broncos, Explorers, Escapes, Mavericks, even the Mustang Mach-E. So get to Stevens Creek Boulevard in Santa Clara or 24/7 at frontierford.com. Evan Giddings, Mark Grandy, in for Matt Steinmetz, Gerald the Guru Johnson. We're back after this.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, well, there's one error for Steven Risotto. Pasta, appreciate you. Ryan Solo today, by the way.
What position does Pasta play? If we were to be a baseball position.
Pasta?
Yeah.
He strikes me as a Ramos. Big bat.
Left fielder?
Big bat, no glove.
So E7? E7.
Left fielder.
Are you saying that because I'm inexperienced?
A little bit. Giants looked inexperienced yesterday. All right, Steiny is off on the East Coast. He's going to be back on Tuesday. Guru has a family issue to deal with, so shouts to him right now.
Thank you, Guru.
Yeah. Evan Giddings, Mark Grandy in for you today. Having some fun on a Friday and just trying to figure out where people are at with the San Francisco Giants. Because I think you and I are on the same page that yesterday left an awful taste in a lot of fans' mouths. Even one of our own, Carter Chickering, who was at the game yesterday, didn't have a lot of fun watching the Marlins just walk up and down the Oracle Park base paths.
And he came in with an A's hat on, screaming at everybody who would listen, he's the biggest A's fan now. He's renouncing his Giants fandom. That's a little aggressive.
Well, you did say it was the lowest point of the season.
Doesn't mean you jump off.
Well,
you're a fan. You're a fan through thick and thin. Come on.
I don't know. I mean, it was hard to watch the last three nights or last three games. I'll say that.
It was.
Especially, you know what? And this is what really bothered me yesterday is it's not even that you said you were going to throw at somebody. And Logan Webb was the one who did it two nights ago when he said, you know, we got to stick up for our guys and defend them. And Bob Melvin essentially was asked about it and said, yeah, we're probably going to have to do something.
At a certain point, we got to defend our guys.
You got to win the game. Like, you're on the verge of getting swept. You're on the verge of getting what I believe to be embarrassed, and you made it only worse by throwing at it. Like, what the Giants did or attempted to do yesterday, even before Lopez gets on base, Ramirez hits a ringing double off the wall, and Stowers puts one 450 into dead center field. Before all that happened, I do have to ask what you accomplished. And maybe I sound soft, but I have a list of things that you can do in sports now that you used to not be able to do. And I have a list of things that you cannot do in sports now that you used to be able to do. And hitting people is one of them.
Okay, so what did it accomplish? Do you think that the Marlins played better baseball as a result? Were they more fired up? Did that help them win the game? The Giants throwing at Otto intentionally in the first inning?
Potentially, yeah. I'd say so. I mean, I don't think it did much for any side. I think clearly, you know what actually I think fired the Marlins up more than anything else?
What?
Well, a lot of people were making fun of him. Is McCullough getting ejected the moment it happened? Because that's what you do to stand up for your guys. Like, in all honesty, if the Giants or Melvin or Webb had felt like their players were getting the short end of the stick, and I realize it kind of culminated in the ninth inning, so there wasn't much of a chance to respond, do something about it then. Like, the Marlins manager, and I actually thought the way that the Giants went about hitting him was pretty fair.
Hit him below the belt.
Grazed him below the belt. But yeah, you throw a fastball at him, two outs, nobody on, that's the game plan. But the Marlins manager immediately stuck up for his guys. Melvin hasn't done that. Melvin hasn't walked out there and tried to incite something with another team. Webb, even, he's an incredible player. If you felt like you needed to defend your guys, you should have done it while you're on the mound. And they asked a 23-year-old to stick up for the team while he already has not been pitching very well as a starter, and to me, did not set him up to succeed and help the team win, which is the ultimate goal.
Okay, so maybe it helped the Marlins, but who knows? Marlins have been playing good baseball anyway. If that doesn't happen, maybe they don't score three runs in the first, but they very well could still have won that baseball game. Do you feel like asking Hayden Birdsong to do that is unfair to him? Is it just maybe not smart from a baseball perspective in terms of trying to win a game? Did that directly lead to Birdsong having one of his worst outings as a pro? Or is it just one base runner, and then you expect him to get an out again?
No, if you're going to hit a guy, you do it late in the game when the game's already decided. You're not going to see the Marlins again this year. If you really want to legislate justice, you do it later in the game. I'm not a fan of it in general, because I think giving a base runner a free one, especially in the first inning to another team, is it opens up the possibility of what happened, which is you give a team a free runner, and then a meaningless hit turns into a three-run shot, and you basically spotted them three runs.
Would you feel the same way had they not scored in the first inning, but the rest of the game still kind of went the way it did? So yeah. Instead of 12-5, it was 9-5.
Yes, I would, because I don't think it accomplished anything. It didn't light up the Marlins. I think that was done by their manager, and I don't think it sparked the Giants outside of them being down 5 and needing to really rally to try and salvage a series. Like, I literally... Hayden Birdsong hitting Otto Lopez in the first inning accomplished nothing.
What if everyone or the vast majority of players in the Giants clubhouse felt that it was absolutely necessary? Elliot Ramos is sick and tired, intent or not, and I don't think there's been any intent in any of the times that Ramos has been hit by pitches. He's sick and tired of getting hit. Wilmer Flores is sick and tired of getting hit. Whoever else has been hit of late, they're sick and tired of it. And everyone in that clubhouse, including Logan Webb, the leader of the pitching staff, says, we have to do this. We have to do this to protect our guys. We have to stand up for something. And so we're going to do it. Like, and if you're Bob Melvin, you have all of the leaders in your clubhouse feeling some type of way. What are you supposed to do?
Beat them. Beat them on the field where it counts.
You're supposed to tell your players, no, sorry, we can't do that. We're not gonna throw at somebody. Not going to hurt somebody. We're not going to throw at his head or at his shoulders or at his back. We're going to throw at his legs, at his thighs.
That okay? Do you feel better because you punched a pillow? Like, it didn't.
Sometimes.
It didn't solve your problem, though.
Letting out a little frustration or anger, yeah, that can help.
But it doesn't solve what you're actually dealing with. Like, the Giants' issue right now is that they are not pitching very well. They haven't played great defense, and they're not hitting well enough to overcome the lack of effort from their starters. Like, that's their problem. And to me, they only compounded the issue by trying to take their frustration out on someone and then ended up getting paddled. Like, I think they're in a worse place mentally left by the fact that if hitting someone or trying to, you know, I don't know, get your frustrations out, if that doesn't work, well, then what are you left with? You're left with your original issues. Like, the Giants' problems are not with the Miami Marlins. They're not with getting hit by pitches. They're with the fact that they're not playing good baseball right now. And so for me to watch them do that yesterday, that was the baseball god speaking to them and saying, you made the wrong choice. You're taking it out on the wrong thing.
Yeah, I mean, I can take myself away from Giants fandom for just a moment. And I know you and I were both in the studio when that 3-run homer was hit by Kyle Stowers. And it was, unironically, a hilarious moment. Because it just absolutely backfired on the Giants. And as a Giants fan, I want them to win every single game that they play. But that was funny. You hit a guy, and if you're going to hit a guy, I mean, that was the right situation to do it. Maybe you're right, and you do it like in a later inning if you're already up by a handful of runs, and then you throw at somebody. But two outs, bases empty, okay, that's the opportunity to do it if you're going to do it. And then it turns into a 3-run homer. But I don't know. Like,
I mean, the Giants were still frustrated later in the game. Wilmer Flores still tried to bring the Marlins out of their dugout.
They did. Bench is emptied.
Yeah. So hitting someone did nothing.
Who knows what it did? I mean, they scored 5 runs in the first 4 innings of the game. They hadn't done that in 2 weeks. Like, it could. They didn't. No one got hit by a pitch. Elliot Ramos not getting pitched as inside. Rafi Devers was able to pull one.
No, in fact, he took a curveball on the outside corner for strike three.
Yeah, he was
0 for 5
with 2 strikeouts.
Okay, but I think he'd rather get on base.
Who's to say that the Giants throwing at Otto Lopez in the first inning changed the way the Marlins were planning on doing things pitching-wise and led to the Giants scoring 5 runs in the first 4 innings, which they haven't done in 2 weeks?
I think the Giants scoring 5 runs was more about the fact that they were about to get embarrassed and they had to wake up. Because they were down 5 runs. And they were down 5 runs largely because 3 of them came after he hit somebody.
Maybe. I just think it's impossible to really decipher, unless you know what's going on in that clubhouse, what the hit-by-pitch actually meant. I think it meant a lot to the Giants in the clubhouse. It didn't turn out good, and it doesn't excuse their embarrassing performance, there's no doubt. But I think it meant a lot to those guys. It didn't translate in a win. In fact, they put together one of their worst performances of the year, which maybe for you and a lot of others, that makes it a terrible decision in the first place. But I don't know, in the moment, you're talking about Bob Melvin struggling to show that kind of emotion and fighting for his club. I know maybe that might not be a Bob Melvin, get out of the dugout and get yourself ejected, although he has done that this year in Detroit. He got ejected from a game, and that was about arguing balls and strikes, not about arguing what a different team did. But if you're wanting them to wake up and to do something and snap out of it, I don't know, intentionally hitting a guy and getting those juices flowing feels like a way to potentially do it. Maybe it's frowned upon in 2025 baseball, but that's like a way potentially to do it.
I don't really know how doing it right out of the gate, though, is like, again, you're setting yourself up to play from behind. Like, you're getting them.
It's 2 outs, bases empty. I know it resulted in a 3-run homer, but what are the odds of that?
So go get the guy out. Like, do it later in the game after you have a lead. Do it later in the game. If you're going to do it, the time to do it is when the game is decided, not when the game is in the balance. Again, I don't think it's a coincidence that the Marlins jumped on Birdsong right after their manager gets run for the Giants inciting them. Like, to me, that's just justice, or that's karma is what it is. The Giants got beat by karma yesterday, and I also don't think it impacts whatsoever their series today with Chicago. I don't think they're any less down on themselves because they hit a guy or didn't hit a guy, and I don't think that they're all of a sudden feeling much better about themselves going into a White Sox series against, oh, by the way, another group of pitchers, both in the starting and the bullpen core, who are wild and may hit a guy. Okay, so if
Aaron Savali going tonight.
Yeah, if Ramos gets hit by an 88-mile-an-hour fastball because Savali throws pus, is that going to force the Giants to come back and hit a guy again? Like, these things happen. And to me, it's a publication of frustration for the Giants, but it didn't hit me the way that a lot of people, I think, were feeling it going into the game. Like, they got to throw at somebody. They got to do something. You know what you got to do? You got to go win. And that's why it was the most embarrassing game of the season, because you basically got an arm wrestling contest and you got dominated for a third straight day.
You did.
By not a good team.
I am not at all excusing the way they played this series. And I mean, I said it off the very jump. This is the low point of the year. And part of it is you throw at a guy and then you play that way. I don't have necessarily a problem with, in a vacuum, throwing at the guy. And this isn't like some, like, I don't know, macho man, fake masculinity, and what happened to throwing at dudes and injuring guys. And that's when sports were at their best. No, that's not what it is for me. And I know you have a list of, like, things that you could do in the past in sports that you can't do anymore. There's a lot of that kind of stuff, right? Like, a really hard foul in the NBA. You just don't do that as much anymore. And I get that. But if you think your team needs this and you think it's going to fire up your team and you think you're going to play better as a result and you're not going to hurt someone on the opponent's side, I don't see the downside. It didn't work for them, but in the moment, I don't have a problem with it.
My point is that it doesn't work.
Okay. Like, maybe just them thinking it would have worked was wrong. But if they think it's going to work, why not do it?
Because it doesn't. And this has happened two other times in the recent weeks. Hitting guys that does nothing. It happened in the Dodgers-Padres series. Yep. Dodgers still won the series 3-1. That game that they plunked Ohtani, and then Tatis got hit, didn't change the outcome of the game whatsoever. Yesterday, actually, in a game that was happening concurrent with the Giants, I think it was Vladimir Guerrero Jr. got hit by a Cleveland starter. Okay, so they go at Jose Ramirez. It didn't change the outcome of the game. Kevin Gausman still threw 8 shutout. They won 3-0. Like, hitting guys doesn't do anything. And so that's my point, is that if the Giants were really pissed about guys getting touched up and guys getting hurt, what you have to do is go beat the Marlins on the field. That's the way to enact justice in my mind. And for them to ask Hayden Birdsong to do it, like, this is another part about it too. If you're really going to do it, don't send a kid to do a man's job. Like, Hayden Birdsong is not the dude that should be throwing at people. It should be the guy who said we need to defend our teammate, Logan Webb.
He's got to wait 5 more days to pitch again.
Okay, so then wait and hit somebody in 5 days. Like, why does it have to be yesterday? Because it's just a pent-up frustration. They're frustrated because they lost 2 games to a bad team that they should have beat. Not because a guy got hit.
Because they're getting hit and their guys are getting hurt.
They've been hit, Mark, an average amount of times in this season.
Over the last 2 weeks, it's been a lot.
It feels like a lot. It feels like a lot. And the Schmidt one, I understand. A guy got hit. He turns out he's okay, but in the moment, you feel like he's hurt. Okay, so are you going to go hurt one of their guys? Like, if you really want an eye for an eye, then go up top.
No, that's too far. You're not going to hurt somebody. You're trying to fire up your side. And maybe that doesn't work, and you could be totally right.
It didn't work.
But that was their goal. And we got a question coming in from Dublin Marge on the YouTube chat. Did any Giants get hit after Birdsong's tag pitch? No Giants were hit by a pitch. And the way that I think about this is, if, one, I think it's trying to fire up your side. Two, you're trying to give yourself an advantage in this specific game. That's why you do it early in a game. So Bob Melvin, Logan Webb, they call it out, what was that, Wednesday night postgame after they lose. They had a couple of guys hit by pitches in the ninth inning, including Casey Schmidt, who did not play yesterday as a result. We don't know if he's going to play today. X-rays were negative, but who knows exactly how it's going to feel on his wrist hand area. You call it out. Maybe that was a mistake. I don't know, because you're opening everyone's eyes to the possibility. You call it out, though, and then you hit someone in the first inning. You know what's coming from the umpire and crew, because they know what was said postgame. They're going to give both sides a warning, which is what pissed off Clayton McCullough, the Marlins manager. Both sides have a warning. You got your hit by pitch in. You're hoping that's firing up your squad. And then if the Marlins retaliate, which is in their right to do, because you intentionally threw at them when they had not intentionally thrown at you. If they retaliate, guess what? Both sides have already been warned. Their pitcher is getting ejected. And that gives you an advantage in the game.
Why don't
you do it early so that you are the ones that precipitate the warning, and then someone retaliating faces the punishment.
So it's a chess move is what you're saying.
That's part of it, in my mind.
That's so, that is like so irrelevant to what you're trying to accomplish in the game, though.
Like, get a pitcher ejected or have them fearful to throw inside.
Are you hitting a guy because you're mad about last night? Or are you hitting a guy to try to get the other side ejected?
Both.
That's not baseball. I'm sorry. Like, that's not a part of the game. And look, you can call me soft all you want. All I want for the team to do is go out and beat the other teams, to kick their ass, which is what the Marlins... Why didn't the Marlins throw at anybody yesterday?
Because they knew that if they threw at somebody, their pitcher was getting ejected.
So they're up 12-5 in the ninth.
Well, at that point, the game's over.
Yeah, so what? So why didn't they throw at anybody?
They could have.
Because they won the series. Because they knew that they had a sweep coming their way, and they made the Giants look weak for throwing at them and then losing. That's why yesterday was embarrassing, because the Giants looked ultimately like they were powerless against a team that they should beat, that they shouldn't have lost 2 of 3, that they shouldn't have gotten swept by. That's why it's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. I'm not denying that. I'm just trying to find the Giants' motive in the moment. And I know what happened afterwards is a big component of this, because it did not work. In fact, it failed spectacularly. But I can find definite reasons why you hope, you think that it should work. When I'm trying to figure out why the Giants did it, I don't think it's that difficult. It didn't work.
I'm sure I know
they
why they did it.
Failed spectacularly.
And what I'm trying to say is I just don't agree with it. I think it's...
Maybe they won't do it in the future, but because it did not work. But I get why they did it. It makes perfect sense to me. You're not hurting a guy, and throwing at his head is an entirely different story. If your goal is to hurt somebody, that's too far for me. If your goal is to fire up your side and put your opponents in a tougher spot, yes, do it.
And what I'm saying is I don't believe that it fires a team up. And in fact, you run the risk of firing the other team up more, which is what happened yesterday. The risk and reward to me is just not enough there. All right, what you can do nowadays is you can pimp a home run. You can throw a bat 30 feet in the air, and the pitcher can't do anything about it. That's completely fair. You know what you used to be able to do if a guy did that 10, 20 years ago? You could throw at him.
Or if you're Bumgarner 7 years ago, you still did that.
You can't do that anymore. Sorry, you can't throw at a guy for pimping a home run. So everyone's saying that it's been a part of the game. No, it's not anymore. Pimping a home run did not used to be a part of baseball. Now it is. That's completely fair. Shimmying up and down a basketball court did not used to be a part of the game. If you used to show up your opponents after hitting a shot, you would get hard fouled. You would get hip checked. You can't do that in 2025. You can't do it. So that's my point about hitting guys is, yes, it has been a part of baseball. And to me, it's an archaic part of the game that needs to be left in the past, because it doesn't accomplish much. And really, you're just asking old school people to try to divvy out justice in a way that is from the 80s and the 90s. Like, and I understand what the boss was saying earlier, but Pedro Martinez has a famous moment, I think in one of the Red Sox documentaries, where he goes up to Kevin Millar and he says, "You pick which one I'm going to hit." Like, that's not baseball anymore.
That doesn't fire up Kevin Millar?
Did they win the game?
I don't know. I didn't watch the doc.
Exactly. No, like, that is what dictates how much teams were fired up. The Giants, to me, were frustrated yesterday because they were losing to the Miami Marlins more, and maybe it's in addition to them getting hit. And yesterday, they just compounded the problem by trying to accomplish something that was futile in the first place.
I don't know. The Giants would run the risk. Ramos feels some kind of way. Casey Schmidt feels some kind of way. Wilmer Flores feels some type of way. Wilmer is the most like even-keeled dude in that clubhouse, and he's voiced frustrations like twice in the last week. So you know that he feels some kind of way. You know Logan Webb feels some kind of way. Webb is, like, in terms of pitchers, no doubt your leader. Maybe in general, your leader. Ramos is maybe your best overall player. He feels some kind of way. If you don't do something about it, you run the risk of losing the clubhouse. Maybe your response is, well, the Giants are a weak clubhouse, and okay, I'll listen to you make that argument if you want. But if your team feels that way, I don't know what choice you have but to do something.
If you have to hit someone to win the clubhouse back, you got bigger problems.
Maybe.
So do the Giants have clubhouse problems?
They hit somebody. I think they protected their guys. They're upset the way that they played, but they protected their guys. Now you move on. You say, all right, that's behind us. Now we play better baseball.
And all I'm saying is, okay, so if the Giants beat the White Sox today, is it because they hit Otto Lopez with two outs and nobody on in the first inning of a game they lost by seven?
No, it's the principle of protecting your hitters. I don't think that carries over from yesterday to today, especially the way the rest of the game went yesterday.
It didn't carry over to the next inning.
I mean, it maybe carried over for them tying the game up at five. They scored five runs in the first four innings. They had not done that in 2 weeks.
Yeah, and I think it's about going up against a pitcher that's not very good, being down early, and being on the verge of being swept. Like, that to me is more of an adrenaline boost than hitting a guy, is the fact that you're about to get embarrassed on your home field, a place that you have not been swept by they hadn't gotten swept at all at Oracle Park this season. So that was a foreign feeling for them. And they knew that going into that game, similar to against Cleveland, where they won that Wednesday contest in the third game of that series, that's where you don't want to get swept. And they did. And so I felt like the timing of it was kind of silly, to be honest. And I realized that a lot of old school players or people who work in baseball might sit up here and think that, you know, you're just a kid. You don't know the way the game was played. And to me, watching yesterday, the Giants had that coming based on what they were trying to accomplish before the game.
I like the self-policing nature of baseball. Now, Madison Bumgarner throwing at Max Muncy for admiring a home run that he hit off of Bumgarner into the water, and then Bumgarner being pissed about it, that's one thing. And I was not on Bumgarner's side then, and I'm not now. But your guys are continuously, I know over the season the numbers, the hit-by-pitch numbers are not that high, but of late, you've been hit a good amount. Throwing at a guy below the belt, aiming for his thigh, aiming for his backside, I don't have a problem with that. I don't know why throwing at a guy and putting a guy on base and not hurting him is some major affront to moral baseball. Like I don't feel that way at all.
Not saying it's a moral affront. I'm saying it accomplished nothing, is what it did.
Well, you're talking about how you can't do that anymore. That's not the way baseball is. I like the self-policing nature of the game.
And some stuff should be left in the past. Some stuff is okay now.
All right.
You can pimp a home run. You can't throw at a guy. That's just what I believe. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings and Mark Granny in for Matt Steinmetz and Gerald the Guru Johnson. I do want to broaden this and also talk about just, again, where we're at midway through the season. I know it sounds crazy based on what happened yesterday, but the Giants are 81 games in. They're officially halfway home. Where are we feeling? What are we feeling about them right now? All right. Also, that's what's coming up in the game, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment sponsored by LifeSource Water Systems.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.